Welcome to the Real Estate Answer Man Show, heard Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern with your host, Tony Martinez, the Real Estate Answer Man. Tony is a nationally acclaimed speaker, trainer, and real estate expert. The Real Estate Answer Man Show is brought to you by Extreme Realty Team, a full-service real estate company. The Real Estate Answer Man Show is your source for news, trends, and information on today's real estate market. For all your real estate needs, call Extreme Realty Team at 1-800-719-7290. That's 1-800-719-7290. And here's your host, Tony Martinez. Hey, welcome everyone. It's Tony Martinez, and you have tuned in to the Real Estate Answer Man Show, heard Tuesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. So thank you for taking time out of your busy lives, your busy schedules, to find out how this show can help you in terms of your real estate practice, in terms of your real estate investments. So let me go ahead and kind of bring you up to speed, because you may be listening to this show for the very first time. I've been doing this show for several months now, and I would say I'm going on about 3 or 4 months here at BBS Radio, and I couldn't be happier. I think everyone there is fantastic. They have a wonderful heart to serve, and their customer service is incredible. And our show has been building. Our show has really been building. We are getting fantastic compliments. Our podcast downloads are just soaring. So we must be doing something right. And let me kind of fill you in on what this show is all about. And we're going to get on to today's topic. It's called The Real Estate Answer Man, because I would like to believe that I can be a good source for you to get most, if not all, of your real estate questions answered. Now, I don't know everything. Sometimes a question is asked and I don't have the answer for it right away, but in those cases, I will seek the answer out for you. My primary goal, my primary mission is to make sure that when it comes to real estate, which for most people, it is the largest, single, most expensive purchase that they're going to make or investment they're going to make, that they do it from an informed position. And because we just see the hardship every single day of individuals that made decisions based on emotion, didn't get all the facts, didn't get all the figures, and they're paying for that now. And that kind of is a perfect segue for what my true passion is. Even though I'm a real estate broker here in South Florida, even though I own a real estate office and I have a team of agents, and we do all things that pertain to real estate, my special love, my special passion is in the arena of helping folks that are in a distressed situation. So we do a lot of short sales here. So let me kind of slow down a little bit and bring it all full circle. What qualifies me, I believe, to teach this show is that I've been doing this a long time, and I am a licensed real estate broker in the great state of Florida. And I know I have listeners from all over the country, and I thank you for that. But I really launched this show so that especially individuals that were facing foreclosure can get the right information. Now, the show has evolved. And if you've been listening for a while, you've seen the guests that we've brought on in the past few weeks. We've delved into a lot of different topics. And I'm going to announce the ones that we have coming up in future weeks. So we are really, really expanding beyond the distressed market. I didn't want to make it the show is all about losing your home and being down. But we eventually come back a full circle to make sure that individuals that are going through this difficulty have a place to go to get their questions answered. So last week, as an example, I had Phil Stevenson on, and he did an incredible job telling us about the reverse mortgage to purchase program. So I felt that that class really helped a lot of listeners out for seniors 62 plus, probably didn't even know that they had the ability of using this FHA loan program to purchase a home via the reverse mortgage to purchase plan, and it would allow them to purchase a home with no mortgage payments. So that gives you an example of the kind of topics that we bring. Next week on April 8th, I have Sandra Edmond. Sandra Edmond is known as the queen of tax deeds. So imagine for 1 hour, I'm going to have this individual that is probably one of the single most knowledgeable people in the country on how to purchase tax deeds and tax liens for profit. In fact, I'm bringing her down into the South Florida area to teach a class at the Miami Association of Realtors on April 25th. So this is a perfect prelude to that. And this class is open to both agents and consumers. But if you've always wondered, hey, how does that work? How is it that you can go ahead and buy a property for a fraction of the cost? Well, then you do not want to miss that show. And that show is going to be our April 8th show. April 15th, I got the man himself, Peter Selusky. I'm butchering his name, forgive me. I think it's Saluski. And Peter is probably the single most informed individual as to what is going on in market trends, especially in the South Florida luxury condo market. And I begged and borrowed for him to come on to our show so that he can give us a market update, because if you've been following the real estate market, especially in South Florida, it's like a tale of two cities. Because on one end, you have this explosion, right? You got what's going on. Everything is going nuts. People are buying, and these condos projects are going up. Every day, it seems that a new project is going up. Well, Peter Selusky is the most connected man when it comes to what is going on in the pre-construction market. And he's going to lend his expertise and his insights. So you can't miss that show. How do you follow up a show like that? Well, on April 22nd and 29th, I'm doing something that I haven't done ever, and that's a two-part show. And I am bringing on one of my best friends and a mentor of mine. His name is Floyd Wickman. Floyd Wickman is, I believe, one of the greatest salespeople of all time, and I believe he is the greatest sales trainer of all time. And he and I go back many, many years. In fact, as a professional speaker, Floyd Wickman gave me my start. And Floyd had a very, very special relationship with a gentleman by the name of Zig Ziglar. And if you are involved in the motivational field or in the sales field, then you've heard of the name Zig Ziglar. And he wrote a fantastic book, because sadly, Zig passed on a few months ago. And he wrote a tribute to him, and it's called Lessons from My Brother Zig. So I've asked Floyd if he would come on the show to kind of share insights for living, not necessarily for sales. Of course, we'll talk about, how does this apply in the professional realm? How does this apply in the business realm? But I really just want to talk about how it applies to living. What difference did knowing Zig Ziglar and learning from him make in Floyd's life? And Floyd's written many books. Another one's called The Wickman Formula. And I want him to share, because when you talk about the quintessential American success story, Floyd Wickman is the story. It's amazing what a rags to riches story this is, and the number, the hundreds of thousands of people that he's touched along the way to make their lives better. So, folks, this is what we're bringing you throughout the month of April, and I could not be happier. So, how do you participate in this? A couple different ways. You can call the show when we're live, because I love taking questions while we're live. It's a great opportunity for you to talk to our speaker. So, call 888 888- 627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Now, anytime you want to go pull up past shows, go to realestateanswermanshow.com. If you're listening now, chances are you're there, because you're on our website, realestateanswermanshow.com. As you scroll down, you're going to see where it says follow us or hear us on iTunes, and you can go download our podcast. And that's what I was mentioning earlier, that I have just been blown away at how fast the message is getting out there. People are enjoying the shows. They're telling other people about it. So by all means, I'm not charging for these yet. I may in the future, but for right now, they're absolutely free. Go download them and share them with folks. I believe that our information is both useful and valuable. Okay, if you want to speak to me personally, maybe you can't get to me while I'm on the air. Maybe you have a question regarding your own situation. I started giving out my cell phone for the first time, 954-663-0275. That's 954-663-0275. 1-800-273-0275. If I can't personally answer the question for you, I'll find someone that can. And if this is something regarding real estate or possible short sale, myself or someone on my team will do everything possible. If we can't help you ourselves, we'll make sure that we get the help for you. So today's topic is called Short Sales Are Not Dead. Okay, short sales are not dead. And here's why I did this. And this is something that it's near and dear to my heart. I may turn off one or two of you. I may encourage some of you, but I am a man of faith. You know, my wife and I, we started our company because we felt that God had basically led us to start a company where the values were important, where integrity was important. And so right now there's a movie that's making the rounds, you know, called God Is Not Dead. And I hadn't seen it yet. I've been hearing some wonderful things about it. And I plan on taking my wife and my kids to see this movie. So a good friend of mine, also by the name of Tony, gave me a book yesterday called Jesus Calling. And it has to do with different devotionals every single day. And I'm not trying to get religious on you guys or anything else, but I want to share something that just, it goes to show when the student is ready, the master will appear. I turned to April 1st, today's show, and I said, okay, so what message is there for me today? I'd like to read this out for you because maybe if you're like me, you're constantly rushing. If you're like me, you got this to-do list and you are always banging away on that to-do list. And you basically start to worship that list. You begin your day, you end your day, and you decide whether your day was productive or not based on how many items you crossed off on that list. And just about everything else you attempted to do that day kind of means nothing to you. And I find myself falling into that trap. And today's message hit home and it says, I am calling you to a life of constant communion with me. Basic training includes learning to live above your circumstances, even while interacting on that cluttered plane of life. You yearn for a simplified lifestyle so that your communication with me can be uninterrupted, but I challenge you to relinquish the fantasy of an uncluttered world. Accept each day just as it comes and find me in the midst of it all. Talk to me about every aspect of your day, including your feelings. Remember that your ultimate goal is not to control or fix everything around you. It is to keep communicating with me. A successful day is one in which you have where you stayed in touch with me, even if many things remain undone at the end of the day. Do not let your to-do list, written or mental, become an idol directing your life. Instead, ask my spirit to guide you moment by moment. He will keep you close to me. And I tell you what, folks, this hit home because I'm planning this show. I'm trying to get a million things done. And I realize, you know what? That's really not what's important. So today, I just want to pour my feelings out to you. Today, I want to talk to you about a subject that's near and dear in my heart, and that is the lies that are being perpetrated either intentionally or I don't know what's going on right now, but there are just people every single day that are making really bad decisions with respect to their home because they're just not talking to the right people. So right now, today's message is directed at people that are losing their home or know someone that's losing their home and should be hearing this. Now, let me tell you something. In my home state, 25% of our mortgages are not being paid. That means 1 in 4 people, they're not paying their mortgage. In fact, the country is about 1 in 10. So you can't tell me that everything is okay, just like the news would like you to believe. The news would like you to believe that everything is hunky-dory and that there are no problems with the world and everything else. And yes, the situation has improved, and I'm thankful for that. But there's a lot of people out there right now that are struggling, and they're not making good decisions. They're compounding their worries or woes by making bad decision after bad decision, and that's who I'm going to direct my message to today. So I'm going to ask you to just hang on tight. We're going to take a brief break. It's one of those shameless plugs for the sponsors that help make this show possible, and we'll be back in about 60 seconds.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty Team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211.
All right, folks, welcome back. Tony Martinez here with the Real Estate Answer Man Show. Thank you for joining us. We're heard live Tuesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Today's topic is called Short Sales Are Not Dead. So here's where I left off. There's a lot of folks right now that are hurting. They're behind on their mortgage. They don't know what to do, and they've buried their head in the sand, or they're getting really bad advice out there, and they're making their situations worse. Now, who is kind of leading this parade? Well, I got to tell you, I think my own industry does. In many cases, my own industry is to blame here. And I'll tell you why. Okay. So I'm a real estate agent in the hotbed of the foreclosure crisis down here. And can you believe that even down here in South Florida, there are agents that will not touch a short sale? Okay. They will not touch a short sale. There are brokers, there are owners, there are managers that will go on record as telling their agents, stay away from short sales. They never close. You don't want to get involved in them. They take forever. They're painful and everything else. And here's why that just ticks me off on a visceral level. You have to understand that the whole purpose of a short sale is not so that a real estate agent can get a commission. Yes, ultimately, we're in this business to provide for our families. So it's perfectly okay to earn a living doing this. But the whole point of a short sale is you are helping a consumer avoid one of the most devastating financial situations that can happen to them, and that is a foreclosure. So the whole essence of a short sale is you're helping someone avoid foreclosure so that there's minimal damage. Okay, you're mitigating the damage to their credit, to their financial well-being, to maybe the fact that they may have to repay some of these monies back to the bank, and what their situation is going forward. So I believe that what I do and the people that engage in short sale activities do is we do a public service. It may not seem like that on the outside, but there is no doubt in my mind that what we're doing is a public service. So when I hear people saying, stay away from those things, it just bothers me on all many levels, because look at the situation we got down here. You got hardly any inventory whatsoever. So how can any self-respecting real estate agent that's working with a buyer, how can they omit showing them short sales? Just because they're too lazy, or they are ignorant, or they don't have the information they need, how can they just say, I'm just going to not show you 10, 20, 30% of the properties out there because I choose not to? That's wrong. That's wrong on so many different levels. It's wrong because sellers need agents to step up to help them navigate what can be very difficult, complicated waters. And so this message is going out to my fellow agents. Just yesterday, I was talking to an agent. I tell you what, I did. I teach all the time, and right now we have this new foreclosure law in Florida, HB 87, which is speeding up the foreclosure process. And this law went into effect July of last year, and the vast majority of real estate agents have no clue this law even exists. Now, you tell me how that's even remotely feasible, that it can impact our lives so much, yet we know so little about it. So on Facebook, I said, you know what? I got to get people's attention. And I said, you know what? I put short sales are over. And you should have seen the clamor. Wow, what are you talking about? I go, oh, now I got your attention, right? And that also is my subject line on an email blast that's going out. Short sales are over. Because I want to see how many people answer saying, they're absolutely not over. Are you kidding me? And I got their attention. And how many people are saying, thank God they're done because I can't stand them. And I get their attention. No, they're not done. They'll never be done. There's always going to be a need for short sales. It's just a part of the market now. Now, what we're all hoping and praying for is that the need for these will start to minimize over a period of time. And of course, that should happen. But the reality is that they are an absolute necessity in today's market. So what I'm just trying to do is keep it real, right? I'm trying to get the people to understand there's a need to match up the buyers with the sellers. So the reason why this has been allowed to continue is because there is so much misinformation out there. And my job is to try to go through this clutter so that I can make sure that the information is being delivered in such a way that, A, if you're a buyer and you're searching for a property, you're going to make sure that you contract a real estate agent that's going to show you the entire inventory, okay, that understands how short sales work and knows how to properly represent you on the buyer side. Critical, critical component. If you're an agent out there that's having a hard time making a living in this crazy market, you're wondering, how am I going to get listings? I'm the one that's getting in your face right now saying, why aren't you going out there and talking to the hundreds of thousands of people that are losing their homes right now to foreclosure and letting them know that a short sale is a more viable option, a better option for them? What is preventing you from doing that? I want to reach to you. And if you're a homeowner that is in foreclosure, about to go into foreclosure, you're just about ready to miss your first payment, the last thing I want you to do is take somebody's stupid advice that the best thing to do is to let the bank just take that property and be done with it. So am I making myself clear? My message is reaching out to several different people at one time. So I brought in some help today, but we're going to get to this help right after this next break. I've asked a very, very good friend of mine, Juan J. Perez, who is an attorney at law. He is a foreclosure defense specialist, a real estate attorney, and I want to get his take on this because oftentimes people say, well, Tony, everything you're saying sounds okay, but you're just a real estate agent. Let's put someone on the line that actually knows what they're doing. Okay, so I brought in the big gun. So stick with me as we take this short, short break, and we'll come back, and I'm going to put Juan there on the firing line so he can tell us what's going on there. We'll be right back, folks.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211.
So, folks, if you are listening to the show live and you have a real estate related question, and you would like an opportunity to ask this of an attorney, then you ought to call. Call 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Any real estate related questions after the show, by all means, here's my cell phone number again, 954-663-0275. That's 954-663-0275. Today's topic is called Short Sales Are Not Dead. So I've been on a rant. I've been raving. I've been venting about all the misinformation that is going on. And so Juan, thank you, man. I mean, you're a high-priced attorney. You're busy. Why would you take time out of your busy schedule to come talk to little old me? Why would you do that, man?
Because little old me is such a little old guy, and he's such a great friend, and I just love what little OU does for people, because you, little OU just helps a lot of people. And you refer to little old me as the big gun, so how could I not come on a show?
Well, listen, folks, I mean, if you've never listened to this guy, he is the man. Juan and I are truly, truly kindred spirits. We share so many things in common, and he's on the firing lines every single day. So I like to every now and then, add to my opinion. In some cases, we don't always agree. That's the beautiful thing about this business. We don't always necessarily see eye to eye, but I do want to bring in the legal perspective to what is going on. So Juan, you've been listening to part of the show or most of the show so far?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. So my theme today is short sales are not dead. Am I wrong or am I right?
Short sales are not dead, in my opinion. And I think they're here for a little bit more to come because we're still seeing the foreclosures. So where there's foreclosures, there's short sale. They're kind of twin brothers, you know?
Yeah, but can I stop you right there? That's the problem, my man. This is where this is the thing is. There's tons of foreclosures. You know, I've been quoting this right now. There's at least 300,000 cases in Florida alone that are tied up in the court system. There's tens of thousands of people that have not been making their payments yet. The banks haven't started the foreclosure process. Here's my biggest concern. The foreclosures are there, more are coming, but they don't all necessarily equate to short sales. Because A, the consumer is unaware of short sales as being an option, or they've been told that they're bad. And then you got the agents that don't know what they're doing or are afraid of them. So my concern is that we're not converting enough people away from foreclosure and into a short sale. That's kind of like what I'm so passionate about. You see where I'm going with
Well,
that?
and I agree. I agree. I agree there's not, there should be more conversions to short sale. Your question was, are short sales dead? My answer was no, they're not, because there's still foreclosures out there. So although you came out disagreeing, I think you actually agreed, so I'll correct you on that one. But I definitely think that, you know, the short sales, we need to have more conversions because they're one of the smarter options on resolving your situation. I'd almost venture to say that the modifications are closer to dead than the short sales are. You know, I won't go so far as to say that, although I kind of just did. But most definitely, that these short sales, there needs to be a higher conversion rate because they're, like you said, there's still, unfortunately, 7 years, 6 years into this thing, still a lot of a lack of knowledge with regards to short sales and how good of an option it can possibly be.
Yeah. So it's kind of a quandary because I mentioned earlier and how, you know, some of my fellow brokers, owners, and managers do everything they can to discourage their agents from getting into the process. I mean, agents, even as they're going through real estate school, oftentimes to get their license, this topic is not even discussed, or if it's mentioned, it's mentioned in passing, and they don't really go into it. So they come out of real estate school not really knowing that there's a thing called a short sale. Then they go into environments where they're like, "Oh, short sales are the kiss of death. Don't do it." So all we're doing is just bringing more and more people into a marketplace that are not prepared to help people. So from your perspective, you know, I've already kind of given my opinion. Why do you, as an attorney, as a practitioner, why do you see short sales as being a better option to a foreclosure? Because I'd love for them to hear it from you.
Well, here's the thing, and it's kind of a double-edged sword, so you kind of put me on the spot, which is good. That's why I like coming on the show. So here's the thing. The short sales are a good option because they are one of the better of lesser evils, okay? When we say foreclosure, in my opinion, from my end, you have to qualify that. And that is, do I just, you know, ride this thing out and let it go into a judgment and get sold? That's what most people refer to when they say let it, you know, to foreclosure. They just let it get sold at auction compared to just kind of riding out the process. I think in some circumstances, people need to ride out the process to kind of reestablish themselves. However, I don't think it's a great idea to just let it go to judgment and let it get sold off in auction and let's just see what destiny or fate has in store for me. I think that's a mistaken idea because of the fact that a short sale allows you to still have some control over your financial destiny as it relates to your home. What do I mean by that? Well, if you do a short sale, clearly you're dealing with realtors, you're dealing with selling the property, you're negotiating with the bank so that you can get a more favorable terms and negotiated terms with the bank, whether it's you know, forgiveness of the debt or what we call a waiver of the deficiency in a short sale, meaning they don't come back after you for the amount that wasn't paid, the amount that you were short, and that's a good deal. Not only that, but there's other things that some intangibles like your credit scores. And this is not so much legal, but it certainly affects it. And that is, you know, if you want to go ahead and buy again at some point in the future, it is much better to have a partially satisfied debt than to have a judgment on your record. And that's a huge, huge deal because FHA and these other lending programs now, they've limited in certain hardship circumstances. They've lowered the 3-year requirements to repurchase down to a 1-year requirement. So if you're thinking about rebuying in the next few years, well, guess what? Unless you do a short sale now, you may be stuck waiting till your foreclosure ends a year or two from now for that time and that clock to start running. So, I mean, there's a bunch of reasons why short sale is just a good idea.
Right. And just to kind of touch on, I think if I understood your point correctly, because I know that you do foreclosure defense, and we'll talk about that in a second. So there's foreclosure as a process. Okay. That means from the time that somebody, misses their first payment, in essence, the foreclosure process has begun because the bank is going to start taking steps to contact them, to try to get a hold of them, to find out, hey, what's going on. Then they'll reach a point when the bank says, you know what, we need to take it to the next level and it's time to take it to the court system, assuming they're in a state like in Florida, which is a judicial state. So just for the sake of argument, in Florida, they have to go ahead and file the appropriate work paperwork to begin the process. Now, that process can take several months, and in some cases, in many cases, it's taken several years. So the key then is, what are they going to do during that time that ultimately is going to end up with the least damage to them? And I know some folks have no choice but to try to delay the process because they really have no place to go. They don't have the funds. When they exit that house, they're going from that house to the street, and that's all they have. And I'm with you. I'm with you in trying to do everything possible to help those people delay the process as long as they can. In some cases, they have legitimate legal issues with how the process has been handled to make sure that their rights haven't been violated. But the end result is either you pay to stay or you have to leave. And if you have to leave, as most people are going to have to leave, a short sale offered them a more dignified exit than being asked to leave or being escorted out by the sheriff. You'd agree with that, correct?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, so let me ask you something. You work with agents every single day, okay? What are you? I don't, and I'm not asking you to mention names, and I know you wouldn't, but I don't want you to call them out. But what are some of the things that you come across, if something comes to mind, that just drives you nuts about some of the things that just within my own profession, agents are just flat out wrong about? I mean, you just hear them say it. And you just shake your head going, I just really can't believe that you just said that about the process. Is there anything that comes to mind?
Well, there is this one guy named Tony. No, I'm just kidding.
He's the man. He's the man.
The truth of the matter, the truth of the matter is, the thing that I think is, and if I may say it, is most ignorant comment that I'll hear agents say, and with all due respect to all my beloved agents, and that is, you don't really need an attorney to respond to your foreclosure papers. That's like telling somebody who needs heart surgery, you really don't need a heart surgeon. You can kind of just do this on your own. You really can't. And that comes up a lot because, whether it's a realtor or an agent or somebody who's just giving advice that they shouldn't be giving, telling the person, hey, look, we're going to get this short sale done before you even get to the end of foreclosure process, so you don't have to worry about it because these things always last very long. I think too many people have taken that for granted, and the kind of environment of the court system has changed from the last 7 years, so the cases are a little bit faster now, and somebody might have, like you said, some really legitimate legal rights. And what you're doing when you tell these people not to respond, or you don't need an attorney because you're going to get this thing short sold in a quickly, and it's going to be a moot point, you're really practicing law, which is a third degree felony in the state of Florida, and you're also just really giving bad advice, because not only are you hurting them that they might have legal rights that they can defend, but what happens if the short sale doesn't go as smoothly as planned and you need more time to get it done? So you're also hurting your own pocket by giving ill advice and telling people not to defend the foreclosure. And believe it or not, 7 years into this whole mess, I'm still seeing agents tell people that they don't need legal representation. And that's probably the biggest mistake or ignorant comment that I hear on a regular basis.
Okay, and it's a good one. And look, let's do this. I have a break coming up, and because of the technical issues on my end, I didn't give you a proper introduction. So let's do this. Going into the break and coming back, tell folks who you are and how they can reach you, because I think there's a ton of people listening, whether they're real estate agents or consumers, that could benefit from speaking to you. So a little bit about yourself, Juan.
Absolutely. The name's Juan Perez. You know, we do, our firm is Juan J. Perez & Associates. We're staffed up with several attorneys, and we predominantly focus on real estate matters, which would include things like what we're talking about, foreclosure, short sale negotiation. Our firm also does things like bankruptcies, modifications, and then the other stuff, like the immigrations and the personal injury type stuff. But for the past 11 years, we've been dedicated to helping out customers and clients get out of their difficult situations, you know, just kind of understanding their needs and just helping them with a holistic approach so they end up better at the end of the day and not worse for having come to see an attorney. So they can, you know, they can contact us either through our website or by the phone. Our phone number is 954-450-2585, 954-450-2585, or you can go to our webpage at jjplegal.com. JJPlegal.com.
Great. And you're licensed in the great state of Florida, but I would imagine that you have people in other states. So if somebody's listening to the show from a different state, you know, maybe they might want to start with calling you, or and then, you know, you can direct them to someone in their home state. So I just want to let people know that, you know, you're not practicing law all over the country, that you're in Florida, but I know that you're always willing to direct people to the right place.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for.
All right, so stick with me. We're just going to take a brief break, and we'll be right back with more of the Real Estate Answer Man show. This is Tony Martinez. Be right back, folks.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high, and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available, and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty Team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211.
All right, folks, welcome back. It's Tony Martinez, and you're listening to the Real Estate Answer Man show, heard weekly Tuesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Today's topic is short sales are not dead, and we have a fantastic guest speaker today, attorney Juan J. Perez, and he is a specialist in the arena of foreclosure defense, just real estate law in general. So we've been passionately kind of going back and forth about why we feel short sales are better than foreclosures, and I just want to make sure that that I go on record. I can be very, very hard on my own industry, and I think that we should. I think that, you know, within any industry, you have bad apples, and real estate is no different. We have people that should not be practicing real estate, and I'm probably Juan would agree that there's people that shouldn't be practicing law out there right now. And at the same time, there are some exceptional practitioners, truly dedicated people. And I got to tell you something. I know some of these folks by the name of first name of Anna and Michelle and Christina and Kristen. These are folks that they don't even work with me. These are just folks that, you know, Troy out there in Southern California. I mean, these are folks that are in the front lines every single day, and they just do Robin out in Arizona, Las Vegas, Maryland, and New Jersey. And these folks, I tell you, my hats are off to you, because I know what you do every single day. And you probably feel the same way as I do when you hear agents saying the wrong things or doing things that's going to ultimately hurt people, because we're trying our hardest to help them. And Juan, you brought up a great point about the kind of advice. So I take it you're still on the line there, my friend?
I'm still here.
Okay, so just so people know, like, for example, in Florida, you know, once the complaint has been filed and it's sent out, the less pendants is sent out to the consumer, that's what you were referring to, that at that point in time, whether they respond or not and how they respond is going to have a huge impact on how quickly the process is going to move. So you were referring in particular to that particular response, correct?
Correct. As soon as a lawsuit is filed here in the state of Florida, the court or the process server has to deliver those papers to the person being sued. In our case, in our example here, we're talking about the homeowner or the borrower. The borrower then has 20 days to file an answer. If they don't, in layman's terms, the case is closed. The case can essentially be shut. The judge takes the position and the law takes the position. If you don't file an answer, you must not be interested, and they'll close the case on you. Now, that's the way the law reads. The reality is the bank still has to do their part to do that. But if you tell somebody don't respond and they take your advice to not respond within that time frame, you could have essentially killed their entire legal case during that foreclosure and killed any viable opportunity for them to either save their home or, in our case, like we're talking about the short sales, have a productive short sale process completed.
Okay, so one of the things that I strongly, strongly recommend is that all real estate practitioners out there that are working in the short sale arena, they must surround themselves with a team that is committed as they are to helping folks with the best possible outcome. And that's why I don't have a problem with attorneys. I know there are agents out there that do have problems with attorneys. Now, I'm not exactly a huge fan of the foreclosure defense attorneys that are out there spreading the mindset that give us $300 or $500 a month and we'll keep you in your house indefinitely, regardless of the situation. I know you're not like that, and that's why you and I get along as well as we do, and we work as closely as we do, because I know that's not you. There are folks out there that deserve and have a right to legitimate representation, and there are folks out there that are just milking the system, believing that ultimately they're going to be better off for it. So what is your personal feeling? I mean, I don't know, maybe, you know, I love putting you on the spot because right now, you're probably going, why did I agree to the show? But there are attorneys out there that do that, right?
I'm not sure if I can plead the fifth right now. I certainly don't do that, so I guess it wouldn't even be the fifth. Look, the reality is, to use your words, you know, there's bad apples in every industry. Okay, you know, we have ethics, rules, and codes so that we can try to do our very best in all that we do. But like you said, there's always some, you know, there's people who always will take advantage of the situation. And let me caveat by saying that just because somebody charges that doesn't mean that they're also taking advantage of the system. I know some very good attorneys that will charge that monthly fee, which I personally don't subscribe to, but that they charge that monthly fee and they do a legitimate service for that monthly fee. So I don't want to just throw everybody under the bus and say everybody who charges a monthly fee, they must be a bad guy or a bad or a thieving attorney. No, that's not the case. You know, if they've done what they're supposed to do, they're staying on top of your case and they're keeping you informed, you know, those fees might be justifiable. It's when you're not doing anything whatsoever and the clients don't know anything whatsoever, then you've got an issue.
Okay, so you know what? You know, you are ever the diplomat. Dude, I want you in my corner when I get in trouble, all right? Not if I get in trouble, when I get in trouble.
Well, I think we'd agree on that.
Yeah. Okay, so no, let's be clear, because I you know, we do want to be fair, you know, and I said at the very beginning, when you have a legitimate legal argument as to how the process has been done, when you are flat broke and you have nowhere to go, look, I mean, come on. Paying someone $300 to $500 a month to try to stay in your home 6 months more, a year longer, as compared to paying $1,500 a month rent, because you don't have that option. If you leave that home, you're on the street. Dude, I'm with you. But here's what I'm trying to say is take those scenarios out, because we're both on the same page. There are scenarios right now of individuals that can, let me repeat myself, they can afford to make their mortgage payments but are choosing not to make their mortgage payments and have contracted attorneys to delay the process. Does that happen, yes or yes?
Yes or yes?
Yes, well, then I just want to see if you picked up on that.
Yeah, absolutely it happens. You know, and again, you could talk about the bad attorney in that scenario, or you could talk about the homeowner who is maybe making a decision that, you know, is questionable to some people. But again, we're talking about business decisions. Just because an attorney charges that doesn't mean they're bad. Sometimes they take advantage. What my problem with those with the attorneys or my colleagues that do that, and again, none of us are perfect. However, my problem is when they'll tell people, just do this and I'll keep you in your house. Well, that's just not ethical, okay? If you tell somebody, hey, here's what we're going to do. The fee is going to be this. And based on this, the natural consequence of my valid defense is that you are going to get some time. But please understand, I'm defending your case. I'm not just buying you time in your house. We're defending your case. So it kind of, again, depends on how the client is oriented and what they know is going on and how they were kind of given their exit strategy. And on the flip side of that as well, the homeowner that stays in there and then you're just kind of you know, taking their time in the house, well, you have the people who, like you said, they just need to get back on their feet and they can't, or the people who they can pay, in your example, and they've done what they call a strategic default. Well, for them, it makes a business decision. You and I are both businessmen. A lot of people listening to this on the radio right now are business persons, and we know sometimes we cut our losses. And I think a wise man does that, and say what you want. I don't necessarily fault them for that. You know, it can go either way. Now, if you've done it with the purpose and the intent to defraud the bank, that's a whole other story. But I don't think most of us, when we bought homes or properties over the last 7 years, just came out and said, you know what, I'm going to buy these. And because I just want to, I'm going to let the bank foreclose on me, and then I'm just going to stop paying and take advantage. I don't think that was most of the case. Most of us thought we were going to make a whole heck of a lot of money by buying these properties and then selling them, not thinking a market was going to crash. So I think you got to see both sides. And yes, ever the diplomat.
Yes, man. I'm telling you, man, I'm in tears right now. I mean, right now I am weeping, weeping because, I mean, just you touched me, my heart on so many different levels there. My goodness, man. Dude, I'm telling you, when you're ready to run for office, you know, I want to be your campaign manager because I'm sold on you. I'm just totally sold on you. But look, I think we're both saying the same things. I'm more direct only because I just kind of like someone's got to. And you know how you have to be – what do they use? You have to be controversial when you have a show. Otherwise, like, hey, Juan, you agree with me? Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, I agree with you. Hey, I agree with you. So what – I guess what's the end game? Because we're almost out of time for the show. And you mentioned a term, and you probably borrowed it from me, exit strategy. Did you borrow that from me?
No, actually, I sold it to you. Don't you remember?
Okay, thank you. I knew I stole that from somebody. So, you know, I don't have a problem with somebody being represented by an attorney, okay? What I have a problem with is when no one has discussed what's going to be the end result. Because if you are being defended – for whatever reason you're being defended, for all the right reasons or all the wrong reasons, the end result in 98, 99% of those cases is you're going to be out of the house. You're going to be out of the house. So either there is a true defense there that's going to keep you in the house permanently, or it keeps you in the house a little bit longer. If you have to leave, have you discussed with your attorney what is going to be the best exit strategy for you? So I've been kind of doing this outreach where I'm trying to get agents to not hate defense attorneys and reach out to defense attorneys and say, look, at some point your customer will run out of time, or you're going to run out of options, or both. At that point, maybe we can join forces to help them have a better resolution for them. And do you see that happening more and more right now, or is it still two opposite camps that are barely even talking to each other?
I think it's a mix of both, but as you're talking there, kind of something came to light there. And I think that the problem here is that, you know, some of my colleagues or even the realtors, a lot of people don't just like to tell the truth. They don't want others to have to face the reality of what's going on, okay? And by doing that, you deny the reality, and like an addict would say, you know, you can't what's the phrase that you can't you have to accept that you have a problem or something like that. I can't recall, you know, whatever it is, people have to accept that there is a scenario here. I mean, I have a client right now that I just had in for a client meeting yesterday. I love her. I love her husband. I think they're really great people, and they are, in fact, great people. But we've been defending their case now for going on 6 years. And so now, you know, we've pulled out every technicality in the book. We've done a great job in this particular defense. But now we're at a point where we might be out of options. The client is like, well, you know, I was kind of hoping I was going to be able to keep my home. I was like, wow, you know, I wish that'd be so great, but that's just not the truth. Like you said, like 98% of the time. And we think by somehow avoiding the truth of a situation, we are somehow helping the situation. And that's just the biggest lie out there. You know, if you just deal with the truth and in this case, if we're talking to any real estate professional, hey, you tell your client, look, at some point you are going to be out. That's a hard truth to deal with, but I'm here to help you through it. Let's talk to your attorney. Let's see what they say. And if you can get the attorney on board to say, hey, yeah, you know what? Your realtor's telling you the truth. At some point, this is going to end unless this particular thing works. You're helping them at that point and not just running around and hiding. And I think that's the problem, that people just don't want to tell or face the truth.
Yeah, and it's hard. I mean, you know, when you're sitting across a table from someone that is losing their home, and I don't know how many countless times I've been there, you know, we cry along with them. I mean, our conference rooms always have tissue there because it's terrible. It's so sad. And, you know, and everybody's story is the same, but it's a little different, you know, and you see what they're going through and they're looking at you like you could do miracles. And look, I worship an entity that can do miracles. I know you do too. I'm not that person. You know, we can only do what we can do. And the reality is you do hear these cases every now and then anecdotally of somebody that found this technicality and they somehow were able to get the whole thing forgiven and they could stay in their home. But that's not the real world. The real world is you have to pay to stay or you have to leave. And that's what, you know, if whoever's listening to this show right now, if you're a consumer that's in that situation, you may have been hearing everything completely opposite to what Juan and I have been sharing with you today. Now you're even more confused. Okay. But maybe, just maybe, we gave you something to think about, you know, and maybe you're going to pursue that more. If you're a real estate agent and every single time you've tried to go help someone, the person has said, well, that's okay, I'm being represented by an attorney, and you've automatically just said, okay, I'm out of here, instead of saying, great, so what's your exit strategy? What's your plan? That's what I'm trying to do, is just to get the agents to create dialogue, to not confrontational. Let's say, great, I work with attorneys all the time. I join forces with attorneys all the time. You mind if I come in and you tell me exactly what your plan is? I mean, one, would you be ticked off if an agent like me, now be kind, okay, make believe you didn't know me, but if an agent like me called you and said, look, I'm sitting across from the Smiths right now, I brought up the subject of this, would you, you know, with their permission, would you bring me up to speed on what's going on? Would you be opposed to that?
I would not. And the reason why I personally would not is because I've usually set up the stage for the client so they know what to expect. And I'm thankful that there's somebody else, hopefully like yourself, that's intelligent and knows what's going on to be able to say, hey, your attorney is telling you the right thing. Because that also happens. Just because we're attorneys doesn't mean that an attorney tells them the right thing. So I would be very thankful that the people are seeking the help and that I've already set the stage for them. But again, if you didn't tell them, then you're not going to like that conversation.
Yeah, and I know. And look, it's up to the real estate agent at that point to be tactful. I mean, you know, you can never go in and say, you know, hey, your attorney is wrong. You don't know all the facts. I mean, yet that's just, you can't say that. That's why I kind of want to just have an open-ended question like saying, great, I'm glad you've taken that step to get legal representation. So many people don't. So many people put their head in the sand and think everything is going to be okay. I applaud you for making that decision. Now, would you share with me what your game plan is? What exactly is your plan? And, you know, surprisingly, a lot of folks don't know what the plan is. And that's where I think we got to create a situation where it's like, okay, so do you believe that you're going to never leave this house? Or is it a matter of you leaving this house in 3 months or leaving the house in a year? You know, we don't have much time left, Juan, but sometimes when we're approaching somebody, we're approaching them because we have in our hands a sale date. This is when their property is going to be auctioned off. And here we are approaching them saying, hey, thought you'd like to know that in 21 days, your property is gone. And the individual up until then is still saying, but no, that's okay. My attorney's got this under control. So you understand our dilemma there? Does the attorney really have it under control if the sale date is set? Or if the attorney truly had it under control, the sale date would not be set? What's your take on that?
Wow, that's a good question. Well, I mean, it depends how you define control. I think, you know, the process was there and the clients knew what was going on. The problem, I think, in your scenario is that this person needs to have that final exit strategy and they're not working towards it.
Right.
So it's not so much the attorney having it under control or not. It's the client not knowing. They're the ones that don't have it under control because maybe that attorney told them, hey, this is your last day. You need to do something. And if they're still in that denial process and there's not somebody to help them through it, well, then there's a problem.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I get exactly what you're saying. So I guess for my point is, if I'm a real estate agent and I got something in writing right here, right, I pulled up from the court site that says property is being sold on this date, that if it's posted, it's going to happen, right? More than likely, it is going to happen. So there is some kind of disconnect there. Either the attorney knows it's happening and has communicated with the client saying, you better do something, or the other way around. Nobody's talking to anybody, right?
Yeah, and that's the problem you have there, because if there's a sale date and nobody's talking to anybody, well, then really nobody's got that under control. Me as an attorney, I want to know, hey, I've told you have this sale date coming up. What have you done? Have you spoken with your realtor? Is there something else you need us to do for you? Do you want to continue? Are you trying to do a short sale? I mean, usually I'm going to know that, but if for some reason I didn't, I'm going to be asking them those questions because, you know, we can file motions and stuff, maybe get you a little bit of time, but none of that is guaranteed. So if you've got a sale date, you've got to kind of work to that being your drop-dead date as far as this property is concerned because there's nothing guaranteed. And that's the problem. Too many times we take things for granted that, oh, yeah, you know, you've got the sale date canceled 3 times already. We can get it one more time canceled. Well, no, that's not necessarily the case. And that's something that people take for granted all too often because of stories they've heard from Joe around the block, you know?
Right, right. So I guess in the 2 minutes I have left, you, real estate agent, you're listening to this show and you're doing what a lot of us are doing. We're focusing our efforts going after, or I should say approaching people that have sale dates, because too many of the folks that don't have a sale date are in this fictional world thinking they have nothing but time. And that's a subject for another show. But if you got a sale date in hand, that's your ticket to be firm. And that's your ticket to knock on that door, because sometimes they don't answer the phone. They certainly don't look at what's in the mailbox. You knock on the door and say, listen, folks, this is, unless I'm wrong, this is coming up. What are you doing about this? And be firm. Hold your ground. So, wow, man, I wish we had more time. But Juan, I'm going to have you back on the show in the future, buddy. Go ahead and tell them one more time how they can reach you.
Absolutely. If you're in the Florida area, South Florida specifically, you can call us at 954-450-2585. That's 954-450-2585. And like Tony was saying, you know, from anywhere, if you just need some direction, be more than welcome to just give us a call. Or you can look us up, get some more information on our webpage at www.jjplegal.com. That's www.jjplegal.com, and we look forward to helping you, hear from you.
Well, great, great. Well, thank you so much. So, folks, that concludes our show. A couple quick things. You know, if you only caught part of it, if you want a friend or a loved one to go ahead and listen to this show, give us about 24 hours. We're going to have the podcast ready, and you'll be able to download it through realestateanswermanshow.com. That's realestateanswermanshow.com. And, you know, stay tuned every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. That concludes this show, folks. God bless. We will catch you next week. Thank you so very much. Take care. Bye-bye. Tune into the Real Estate Answer Man show next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. And remember, for all your real estate needs, call the Extreme Realty team at 1-800-719-7290. That's 1-800-719-7290.